Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300. Time to pick our blog of the week. These are blogs that we read because, as our listeners, we know you, if you do blog, you have the Issues, etc. widget at your blog. That's something we provide for you at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support down at the bottom of the page. You'll find the widget there. You can just put it on your blog when you have. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. We start reading your blog, start thinking about what you're saying, and then sorting through them in the week. We come to Friday and we pick. Jeff and me, we pick our picks for blog of the week.
You know, I've got to go back to something you said about 5 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, you started off this hour just praising Craig like I've never seen you praise him before. And then to mention Bob Costas in the same breath as Jeff Schwartz, come on, what is with you today? Huh?
No, I think actually, okay, I mean no disrespect whatsoever to Bob Costas. I have great admiration for the man as a broadcaster and as an authority. I mean, literally, an authority in the sports world. There's no doubt about that. There isn't a sport that the man does not know, and a sport for which he is not able to feign interest. I mean, he's a great sports announcer. But, Jeff, you got to admit it. You know more about sports, even the ones you hate. I know you don't like baseball, but you still know everything there is to know about it.
I don't hate baseball, but I don't watch it like I used to. I did a lot growing up. I think baseball's type of game is fun to play. You know,
funner to play than it is to watch.
Yeah. But I appreciate that, by the way. But
I think it's fair to mention you in the same name because you guys have you work together. You have a legitimate sports broadcasting background. It's not like you came from what easy listening Christian rock or something like that. It's not like you came from soft rock. You have legitimate broadcasting experience.
Okay, two words. Something Costas has I don't. Photographic memory. Enough said. My pick for blog a week, The O'Connor Home. It's a blog post titled, Just in Case You Thought That What You Are Doing Today, Training Your Children in Your Home Is Unimportant or Not a Valuable Christian Work in God's Eyes. This blogger quotes Luther. Here it goes. The best thing in married life, for the sake of which everything ought to be suffered and done, is the fact that God gives children and commands us to bring them up to serve Him. To do this is the noblest and most precious work on earth, because nothing may be done which pleases God more than saving souls. If the need were to arise, all of us should be ready to die in order to bring a soul to God. So you see how rich in good works the estate of marriage is. God lays souls into the lap of married people, souls begotten from their own body, on which they may practice all Christian works. For when they teach their children the gospel, parents are certainly their apostles, bishops, and ministers. My pick for Issues, etc. blog of the week, The O'Connor Home.
And my pick is also a quote. I love to pick the blogs that have great quotes in them because I like finding these great quotes. This one comes from a blog that's called it's called Pastor's Blog. It's attached to Messiah Lutheran Church, someplace in Mid-America, it looks like. And Pastor Matt Lorfield writes this, Walther on Effective Preaching, and he's reading from Law and Gospel, the new edition from Concordia Publishing House. This is CFW Walther. To achieve worthy results, my friends, a preacher needs to preach the Word of God in its truth and purity, without any changes whatsoever. This is the first and foremost requirement for success. Some preachers in our daily strife, stifle certain teachings that are offensive to worldly people. They do this with the good intention of not shocking their hearers, but this is a great mistake. You cannot make a person a true Christian by speech making, be it ever so lofty or passionate, but only by the Word of God. Only the Word of God pronounces and produces repentance, faith, and godliness, and preserves people therein to the end. That's CFW Walther, my blog pick of the week, Walther on Effective Preaching. I'll have a link to, in fact, I already do, have a link to Jeff's pick and to my pick at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. In Hour 2 of Issues, Etc., Colleen Carroll Campbell will join us. We'll talk about media coverage of Pope Benedict's trip to Spain. Pastor Heath Curtis will be our guest, discuss Justinian I, and then we'll play Issues, Etc. Sound Bite of the Week with you, our listeners. Stay tuned for Hour 2 in 7 minutes.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.